That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel,
it's
gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this, it's a Saturday morning in May. What is it? May 28th, 2022. And we thank you for joining us. You can be listening on the internet or the call-in numbers. They're working. I think they're working pretty good. We've got them in the newsletter, and that's out. But we welcome you here, and we've got a couple of men on. Jason, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Josh, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And again, Remnant, we say good morning and welcome. We'll have the phone lines open. It's a live program this Saturday morning. I think it replays Monday evening, so not live then. But if you're by the phone and want to give us a call, phone lines will be open, but we're going to start out with a word of prayer. And Jason, would you open us up with that?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for this opportunity to be here. And we ask, Father, that you lead us, guide us, and direct us this morning, Father. And we pray that you be with your people and tend to their needs. And we know that we're living in different times, and Father, and we just praise you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And ask, Father, that you just continue to tend to your remnant's needs, Father. And just we pray, Father, for a working of the Holy Spirit in our lives, Father, that you quicken us, that you strengthen us, and we ask, Father, for that wisdom and knowledge and understanding that we can only get from you and your throne, and we just thank you for all these things. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, Remnant, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. Pastor Peter thought this program up many, many years ago to give people an opportunity. The remnant that are scattered from sea to shining sea, to give them an opportunity to at least have some fellowship, at least if it's just tuning in on the computer or listening on your phone, but to spend a little time with like-minded Christians, I'm really glad we moved it from 7 a.m. Eastern to 7 a.m. Mountain. Because, boy, when that was like that, Jason, that was an early day for you to get up and make it. And so it's better to be here at 7 than at 5 a.m., I think. Of course, if you're real far west, it might be that early, Alaska time or something like that. But we gather in the name of Jesus Christ. I think all of us are sorrowing and sighing at the signs of the times, the things that we see. But even in amongst that, there is rejoicing. I'm in 2 Timothy 3 this morning, and it was written to Timothy back then to expect what we're seeing. When Paul was writing this, this is 50, about AD 66 when this was written. But the warning was given then. You know, Paul says in 2 Timothy 3, you should also know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. And I encourage you to read through that. We won't take time this morning, but to read through that, and you see that that, you know, people will be boastful and proud and scoffing at God and cruel and have no interest, it says, in what is good. And we see those things in our time. Maybe they've been that way for a bit, but they're at the point now that they can't be ignored. You can't say that, well, it's just a Chicago thing, or it's just a Detroit thing, or, you know, it's that way in Denver, but no, it's that way in every town that that is here. It goes on and talks about, you know, people working their way into people's homes, and I've got one thing highlighted here. It says that their minds are depraved and their faith is counterfeit. And I thought that was interesting. This is New Living Translation. But I thought that was interesting that, you know, their faith is counterfeit. It is. They do not believe what this word says. They have a fake faith, you might say. The Bible talks about a form of godliness, but denying the power. And in true godliness, there is power. Anyway, just my thoughts this morning here in 2 Timothy. Thought we'd start off with that.
Yeah, I was thinking about the shootings that happened in the elementary school there in Texas. And, you know, as it's all unfolding, it's more and more playing into place that, it is a setup deal. And just with all the parts coming together and thinking about how we can be to that point in a country where something like that can be pulled off, and it's been done time and time again, to hurt us like cattle in one direction or the other, depending on what their objective was for the event. But when you have eyes to see, you can see these things around you. But whenever you're blinded to your sin, and then you're blinded to other sin and what's going on in the world, you can't see. And you are easier to manipulate because whenever you don't have God in your life, when you don't have the Holy Spirit as your director, it's so much easier to make you fear. And fear is a heck of a motivating tool. Just listening to folks and their different comments on it. And, why should anybody be able to buy two rifles like that? And just, you know, seeing is so important. And that's the only way you're going to see is through Christ and through contacting that blood and having that gift of the Holy Spirit. And then exercising you know, looking. You got to look to be able to see, because you can put yourself in a trance with not trying to see. You know how it is, even physically. If you can look out across the field and kind of blur your eyes, and you don't see all the details of what you do when you're trying to focus. Just a thought.
Agreed. I think that's what a lot of that, part of what that scripture means is that, you know, they hold to a form of godliness, but they deny the power. They think they see. You know, here in 2 Timothy 4, it talks about the time coming when people would no longer listen to right teaching. Following their own desires, looking for teachers who will tell them whatever they want to hear. And that is where we are today. It truly is.
Well, and you know, as I look into the school shooting, you know, I don't know exactly what happened or anything, and nobody really does. But it's one of those things that, you know, we can tell you, we can look at it and know that they're not telling us the truth on a lot of it. And, you know, there's so much false information, even on the far right wing conspiracy theories parts of things. I mean, they're saying that that there was nobody killed, and there was that, you know, it was a complete false flag. Who knows what exactly happened there? I mean, they have an agenda, and they're pushing their agenda. And, you know, what people don't realize is they would kill and sacrifice, make sacrifices to get their agenda and to get their way with things. So I don't know, you know, how many people were killed, or if they were killed or if they weren't killed, or if they were brought out of there, or, you know, what. But I don't put it past them. I mean, our enemies think that way, and that's what they do. So, you know, people got to keep that in mind, you know. But, you know, going out buying two AR-15s the day before, yeah, I mean, they're pushing their agenda as far as the gun control situations and more control and this and that. And people are, you know, screaming, you know, more gun control, gun control, gun control. And, you know, how can people be able to do this? Well, it was the gun that took the perpetrator down as well, supposedly, you know. But, you know, then you look at, like, you know, even Lee Greenwood, you know, God Bless the USA singer, which is a song that's been sung at, I mean, how many patriotic events over the country over the last how many decades. But, you know, he pulls out of the NRA conference that they had. Lee Greenwood was supposed to be singing God Bless the USA into a concert at a National Rifle Association weekend convention in Houston later on this week, and pulled out, you know, that because of his view on gun control, and because he can't support the NRA anymore. I mean, it just goes to show you how brainwashed people are across this country. And there were several other singers that pushed out about it. You know, is the NRA the problem? No. And is the firearm the problem? No. Is people need to get back to, you know, people. We've got a sin problem, and we've got a lack of a punishment problem. I mean, if you went back to biblical principles, a lot of this stuff would be taken care of. And we've got a lack of God problem. You know, it went around after all these school shootings that we've had in the past, and people asking God, you know, why didn't you do something, God? Well, you know, God was kicked out of the schools a long time ago. They banned prayer, they banned scripture, you know, it's, you forget me, I'll forget your children.
Yes.
It's right there in your Bibles, you know, people. And is it surprising that we do have things like this happen in schools? No. I mean, because God makes it really clear. Forget me, I'll forget your children. And what has happened? We have kicked God out of, not we as a people here, but as a nation, we have kicked God out of the schools.
Well, and then you put your children, you know, it's like baiting a field for the wolves. You put your children all together, hundreds or thousands of them, and you put up big signs that says, you know, that there's no one here protecting them with guns. My bad, it means a gun-free zone. That's right. It's the gun-free zone is to protect them. So the criminals who are murderers you know, should read the gun-free zone, but, oh, don't want to break that rule. You know, I mean, it's just absurdity. And then we as people choose to send our children there so they can be indoctrinated and programmed to be what they want them to be. And that's, it's hard to, I went to public school system. I'm a product of it. I know, and which that was a couple of days ago. But, and everybody has to make their own choices. Everybody's in different places, not condemning that, but also I'm encouraging people to see what is going on in the schools. And the fact that for, ever since I was in school, you know, it's been gun-free zones and you can't even have your pocket knife and blah, blah. I mean, it's about as best place for somebody that wants to do something atrocious, you know, as there is, where you stack up all these children, defenseless children in the same spot. And so then the other side of that is now they're talking about, you know, making these schools into prisons and having, you know, fences and guard towers and police at the gates and everything. And so is that a good thing?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I think we got Zach on the line. Zach, did you make it on?
Yeah, I made it on. I'm here. I just been sitting back listening. So
okay. What's your thoughts on things?
Well, based on the topic and what I have heard so far this morning, like you said, Jason, we have kicked God out of our schools, out of our God's really not even in the churches anymore. And, you know, it just goes to show, like, that Greenwood guy, he's got to leave the NRA. Like, well, why was that dude there in the first place singing? I mean, if he was so wishy-washy, somebody had to have known. But the point that I'm trying to get to is it just goes to show that God, the Bible, is our political point of view. And if we don't have that political point of view, his rules, his regulations, not only is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, he's the word that became flesh. Well, what is that word that became flesh? It is the law, and it tells you how to govern nations. It tells you how to govern the world justly and righteously, whether it be with crimes like that or, you know, not having you know, crappy weights when you're sitting there scaling stuff out. It tells you how to do everything. And when you remove that political point of view, this is the thing that you have happened. And you're absolutely right, Jason. If you forget God, he's going to forget our children. My brother-in-law was just telling me yesterday, he's seen a bunch of protesters over in Muskegon. And that's like quite a ways from me. He was saying there was people on the entrance and exit ramps of the highway over there saying, you know, ban the AR-15s, keep abortion illegal. Well, what sense does that make? It's still killing. It's just the way they want to kill, you know? It's just that way people can't protect themselves. It makes no sense. Their stance makes no sense. They are clearly out of their minds. Why would somebody stand there and have a sign like that? I mean, it's still, I don't even know what to say about that. But it's a godless society, and that's our job. We have to reintroduce God to our society. And if we don't, we're going to continue to get the same, more of the same thing that we have going on now, like we had happen earlier this week, you know? And they're going to be coming after us. They're going to be coming after our guns. So, you know.
And how do you do that, Zach? That's one person at a time, one day at a time, through us.
Yep.
We are the messengers. We're supposed to be the ones doing that work. Richard made a comment before the show about the time period that we're in and everything going on. And as he said it occurred to me that it is perfect, because it is. I've never been able to talk to people the way that I am able to right now. And I see it every week. It's more and more that people are more open. They're more receiving. And I believe that's a product of God's system of chastening his people. You know, we're straying further and further, and the heat's being turned up more and more to pull us back on the path. And the more people are hurting, the more they are willing to listen to the truth and try to find out the answer to make it stop hurting. And I see that it seems like every day opening up more and more. And that's what we're to be doing, that work, more so now than ever. You can see it throughout history, throughout the Bible, throughout the ages, when God's people pull away from him and he allows that pressure to be put on to push him back, or else he puts that pressure himself. And that's what we got now. And it's not too far. You know, it's not too bad. One of the things that I see that neutralizes that and us doing it is whenever you put some kind of a outside force that there's nothing that you can do anything about. That's like, you know, the 5G thing and people's health. And, oh, it's 5G and it's 5G. And so they walk around in tinfoil hats, eating their McDonald's burgers, talking about 5G and how it's making them unhealthy. You know, and I'm not saying it's good for you. It's not good for you, but we should be praying about it, and we should be doing whatever it is that you're led to do to live a whole healthy life. You know, eating good fruits and vegetables and meat, and doing your supplements and exercising. You know, but whenever you put those mountains out there that are immovable mountains that you build in front of people, then it neutralizes them, and it allows them to shrink back and not do anything. And that's what our job is to press on, even whenever it looks like, if you got a 7-foot giant in front of you with a 5-foot long sword, and all you got's a couple rocks, it don't matter. If you got God, you can win this thing through him and with him. And we just got to, it's a perspective thing that we got to make sure that we're keeping, being able to see the prize, keeping him in our sights. And don't worry, keep on pressing on.
Amen. You know, Remnant, we have a booklet by Pastor Peters. It's entitled John Lennon Imagined a New World Order. And I want to read one sentence. I'd be glad to send it to you because it highlights just what you guys have been talking about today, that Christianity, true Bible Christianity, was and is a way of life. And, you know, what the Apostle Peter writes in 2 Peter 2 about false prophets and false teachers and destructive heresies, and that those are not just in the church terms, but they are in our civil government terms. I like this one sentence here, Pastor wrote. He said, those who oppose God's kingdom order promote in its place their ways, their culture, their values, their economics, and their mindset, all of which amount to what the Apostle Peter called destructive heresies, taught by the false teachers and the false prophets. And, you know, Pastor preached on it. He taught on it. It's in this booklet. Be glad to send it to you. It was absolute prophecy, showing the days that we are in. Here in 2 Timothy 4:4, they will reject the truth and follow strange myths. I thought about that when it was mentioned earlier about, you know, ban ARs but keep abortion, or whatever it was. And it's just, the people are double-minded because they don't hold to the truth. And it is our job. It says here, be persistent. Preach the word of God. Be persistent whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. And like you said, Josh, that's we are being given that opportunity, each and every one of us. whether you're in Michigan or in Louisiana or California or Georgia or anywhere, we are all, as the remnant, being given that opportunity to do this very thing, to patiently correct, to rebuke, to encourage, to, you know, when people have that question, why is this happening? Well, we can, you know, we can point them to the Word. We can point them to Hosea, like you guys quoted earlier. You know, Jesus is the Word, and the Word says, you forget me, I'll forget your children. And that's what this nation has done.
And so I've got Habakkuk in front of me. That's what I had open this morning, and going along perfectly with what you're saying. For behold, I'm raising up the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous people who march throughout the earth to seize dwelling places which are not theirs. They are dreaded and feared. Their justice and authority originates with themselves. Dropping on down. Then they will sweep through like the wind and pass on, but they will be held guilty, those whose strength is their God. Just like you're saying, it originates within them. They're not, they ignore and mock God's law. And
Amen.
Yeah, and it, you know, I mean, I think that ties in with, I believe it's in Galatians 6, but it says, being that deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know, and that ties in with the nation, too. I mean, it ties in with the people, and it ties in with the nation. And, I mean, that's, you know, what we're seeing. But, you know, the good thing is, you know, we've got a remnant. And like you said, Josh, being easier to talk to people more now than ever before, that is encouraging. And I believe that it's what we're seeing here is just separation of the goats and the sheep. And, you know, you're getting that separation. The right's going right, the left's going left. God knows who they are. I mean, it's battle time, it's war time, and we need to think in wartime terms. But as we see these things, it's what we saw was an act of war, and we're seeing more and more acts of war that are taking place in a physical realm. And I'm not saying we're not fighting a spiritual battle. We're fighting a spiritual battle. We're also fighting a physical battle. And, you know, sometimes the two collide together. And that's what's going on. It's exciting when we see that, you know, people that are getting out of the school system and, you know, homeschools on a rise, like unbelievable. You know, the biggest growth for homeschoolers in the last 2 years than ever before. That's encouraging. You see people that saying, okay, I don't want to have my schools. And this is just part of the reason that people don't want their children in public schools. We've been talking a lot lately about knowing what's in these public schools. And if you knew what they were teaching in these public schools, you wouldn't want your children in there anyway. We see so many of these things, but at the same time, we see people that are coming to Christ and getting away and breaking their pants and changing their way of life in leaps and bounds. There's people that are gardening. There's people that are becoming self-sufficient. There's people that are waking up and saying, "Hey, well, you know, we've got a problem, and I want to do things different." So it's exciting times.
Amen. Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913. Again, 307-745-5913. Governor Abbott has really come out, the governor of Texas, backpedaling, and it's showing many more people are waking up. You know, he came out, I think it was yesterday, and said, well, what I was told was not accurate. And so I don't think it's finger pointing. I think it's just, again, it's showing that, the police are there to kind of go in and clean up the mess. And it certainly was a mess. And they certainly don't always make the right decisions. And when you trust in, that part, you trust in that government or whatever, you get what you get. But I think we'll see some it's certainly not over, that's for sure. Well, again, Remnant.
And they had, there's a lot of the reports now that are coming out, and I guess we'll wait and see what happened. But as the police officers were refusing to go in there, they waited there between 45 minutes and an hour before they were supposedly went in. And parents were getting outraged, saying, "Hey, we got to get in there." And to the point, a lot of this stuff, and even some of the videos have showed that. And I don't know if it's 100% accurate or not, but they've showed parents getting tased by police officers because they wanted to go in and protect the children. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but it's just there's as much false information on there's false information on both sides.
Sure. So. Yeah, there always is. And then you look at the, what are the odds that within 12 days of each other, an 18-year-old, up in New York drives, 2 hours over to a black grocery store and starts shooting black people. And then 10 or 12 days later, an 18-year-old down in Texas, drives his truck over and shoots children. And so just the odds of that, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, the odds are just, the enemies that, Josh, I think you said something about it earlier, that are controlling and doing this and causing these things, they're doing their best to cover all the bases. Let's see, we got a white guy shooting blacks. We got another teenager shooting children. That's what they're doing. They're doing their best to cover all the bases.
Well, and then it just happened to be in the same time frame whenever California is making these new leaps and bounds in their legislation to protect their people from these ghost guns and deadly atomic AR-15s. In Texas is one of the conservative pro-gun states that has taken more of a stand on the other end of the spectrum. That's just a coincidence.
Well, and the one that they're not talking about is, a day ago, 2 days ago, Charleston, West Virginia, when a woman in West Virginia fatally shot a man who began firing an AR-15-style rifle into a crowd of people that had gathered for a, I believe it was a graduation party. And there were several dozen people, and a guy pulls out an AR-15 and starts shooting at him. I don't think anybody was hit or killed. I don't think anybody who was, anybody that he was shooting at was killed. But a woman that was at the party, she just drew her pistol out of her purse and shot the guy and killed him. And
it sounds like she's been doing some training.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like one of my favorite things to do in this world. So, yeah, no matter which way you cut it, it is literally a lack of respect for God and actually knowing Him. And like, it's because if people don't know God, they don't know His will. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to treat themselves. They don't know how to treat each other. And you can point everything back to the men in this country and the church and the pulpits. I'll give you an example. So this just happened yesterday. I was in my greenhouse. This dude rolls in. And a few months ago, like 2 or 3 months ago, this church burned down in this town north of me. And this guy walks in. He's like, "Well, I'm Pastor so-and-so. I'm the guy that has the church that burned down in such-and-such town." And I was like, "Oh, yeah?" And I sit there, and I'm talking with him a little bit, and he's telling me about it. And we knew some of the same people. And I was like, "Well, hey, I'm like, it sounds like you're going to have some free time on your hand because your church is leveled. I'm like, you should go to Scriptures for America. They got some great speakers. And I'm like, you should go there on Sunday morning and start at 10 a.m. until 1. I go, they do a live broadcast right there. They got great speakers. And, because it sounds like your Sundays are free. And it's because of the theology of what that dude is preaching. It is the theology of what that guy is preaching, and he needs to be reeducated. And that's our job. And, but it's because of that. People don't love themselves. They don't love their neighbors. They don't love God. They don't love the Word of God. And this kind of crazy stuff is going on, and that's what this country was founded on. It was founded on the biblical principles, and we've gone away from it. And we are the ones that are the ones that just set people's minds straight. That is our job. We are the ones that our job is to set their minds straight. That's all we do. When your mind is straight, then the physical will change. That's how it works. That's what our job is.
Amen.
And, you know, Amen. We're going to do it.
Well, guys, we've got
to do it one way or another.
We got a caller. Let's bring the caller on. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Yes, my name is Floyd in South Dakota. I called 2 weeks ago when you were talking about the weather.
Sure, Floyd. Good morning.
Yes, and my thoughts on what we're talking about today, we are definitely in a last day. We are in a time that was prophesied 20 years ago where God is going to restore the blessing to Israel and America. It cannot be the rapture because the Israelites have not returned to Israel yet. And but the itching ears to listen to the false prophet is what has happened here. Well, truth has been made into a lie, and lie has been made into the truth. And they want to believe all of the false information because they're taught that the popular belief is the truth. This has been a spiritual fight I've had in the rest of my family, and I'm like, no, the popular belief wanted to kill Jesus. Get your head right, you know.
Amen. Amen. It is, you know, as Brother Zach talks quite a bit when he brings a message, that, you know, Jesus is the Word, and when John wrote that, we didn't have the Gospels yet. He was writing the Gospels. And so that word was that law. And that is what is right. We read through it. That's like the scriptures we read this morning, that's the time that we're in. The difficult times when the people do not listen to the right teaching, but they want their ears tickled. And that's what they've done. They've heaped up these pastors to tell them what they want to do. Well, Floyd, thank you for the call, brother. And you have a great weekend.
Zach, and you made the statement of they don't know God, and therefore they can't know His power, and they don't know how to cry out to Him, and they don't know that He is the way to salvation and to victory. Thinking about that.
Well, you know, like you sit there, if you know God and you know His word, then you don't need to see something crazy. Like you don't really actually need to see a miracle or something. Now don't get me wrong, I'm down with the miracle. If it's a true godly miracle, I'm down with that. But if you look and you know the blessings and the curses, and you stop and you look around and you see the volume of land sickness that's going on, not only in this country, but in the world. That there, my friends, is a pretty unbelievable miracle that everybody, for the most part, general public, is completely unaware of. The level of debt, national debt, personal debt, this and that. They're completely oblivious to that miracle. Actually, it's not a miracle, it's a curse, but it's just the opposite coin of a positive miracle. Does that make any sense?
Yep.
Yes.
And that's being able to see it, and part of being able to see what's wrong with something is knowing that instruction manual.
Right.
You know, what is it really supposed to be doing? Because you can't know if something is not working correctly if you don't know what it is to work correctly.
You know, I just don't understand why, like, you have these prosperity preachers. And why isn't anybody looking around? I mean, like, the level of debt and stuff that's attached to most people to not know, understand that these guys are full of baloney. You know, like, how do you not see that?
Well, they're prospering pretty well.
Yeah, the guy that's doing the preaching, but the one that's doing the one that's trying to help or trying to get there ain't not so much.
Right.
But that's what they want to hear. You know, they want to hear that that they're, you know, if they put money in the plate, or if they, you know, make it to church on Sunday for a 30-minute sermon, that they're going to prosper, that they are in God's will, that they are going to be blessed. They want to believe that. They want to believe that it's just something real simple and easy, and they can still, you know, drink all they want. They can still cuss all they want. They can still sin all they want. But, you know, they've got that teacher that's telling them, well, we've all sinned, brother. And, you know, but God wants to bless you, and on and on and on. Instead of pointing them to the law, pointing them to the word, pointing them to the true Jesus Christ, and not this false Jesus that these Judeos preach, because that is a false Jesus that they preach, a false doctrine. How about Proverbs 28, verse 1? The wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions. How about that? You know, what if that was what was taught? You know, what if that was what was taught in our schools, you know, along with how to use swords of every shape and caliber? The next one says, when there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily. But with wise and knowledgeable leaders, there's stability. And that's what there is. We've had moral rot within our nation, and our government has toppled. We are in the days of Egypt. When you go back and read it, where it says there arose a Pharaoh over Egypt that knew not Joseph. And that's where we are. We have a, this nation was founded on godly principles, as was said earlier, you know, to the glory of God and to further the Christian faith. That was the very first document, the Mayflower Compact, that was written. And that is what this nation was founded on. Every state constitution, every one of the 50 state constitutions, when they were written, there is some mention of to the glory of God, in walking in God's blessings, because of God's blessings, something along those lines in every state constitution when they were written. Because it was a Christian nation. But when there's moral rot, it topples, and it has toppled. And it says, Pastor wrote in this, John Lennon imagined the New World Order. You know, many people think, oh, this New World Order, we got to wait, and it's got to be this big Antichrist and the mark of the beast and the chip in your hand and on and on and on and on. We are in this New World Order because they have pushed and promoted, as Pastor says here, their ways, their culture, their values, their economics, and their mindset. Yeah, their economics are just that. They tell us that, oh, you're blessed and all this, but we're poor and we're debtors. Anyway, it is here. They have introduced the destructive heresies, and those are taught as the oracles of God, when they are just the traditions of men. That's been another good thing that's led up to where we are today, is with the COVID, with the plandemic, with the churches shutting down, there are some that just took their four-wheelers out or their snowmobiles or whatever and just, you know, didn't worry about it. But there were some that turned to the Word, that if they couldn't go to their Judeo-Christian church, they... you know, they did draw closer to God. They did read His Word. And there's some that have had their eyes opened to what is going on. And so praise God for that.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting times. And we always have to be ready in and out of season whenever God gives us an opportunity to do something. And we have to be willing to do it.
So, you know, if we don't do that, then, you know, if we don't do it, then we can only expect more of the same of what we've seen earlier this week. So, I mean, it should be a motivation for action. And, you know, we can only hit one person at a time, but that can be powerful, because once we convince one person, then we can leave that person and maybe they can go and do it. And, you know, once that one person that we have convinced and have trained well, then we can take our hands off and then they can perform decentralized command and go and get somebody else. And then what did Pastor Peters always call that? Obnoxious? Is that what he called that? You guys remember what he would call, like, the plants that would keep popping up? What did he call that? You guys remember? No?
No. Obnoxious weeds? I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, so once you do that, then you have another well-trained Christian popped up, and then he's doing it. And it's just, I think that's the mentality that we need to take.
And so everybody's different, Zach, but normally what you're saying with me, it's been maybe one person whenever I'll be talking to somebody. But just with me here recently, you know, I'll be talking to somebody and I'll look up and there'll be two or three or four people in my office and we're in here having conversations about blessings and curses, having conversations about spirits and ghosts and prayer and anointing oil. And with me, it hasn't even been a lot of the time, it hadn't even been just a one-on-one basis. It's been just groups of people that were interested in what you're talking about, which is just outside of the box. And you know, you look up and you've got two or three people, and somebody's bringing up their experiences. And because of my experiences that I've had with different spirits and being in your home and weapons of warfare, fighting against them, I've been able to, you know, I'm sitting there sharing how you drive them out and bind them and protect your family with an audience of people listening to this conversation. And when you step back and you're like, wow, what just happened here? You know, I've never been able to share stuff like that on that scale with just your average cross-section of folks that you pull out of a workplace. You know, we're not talking about folks that are at a conference that are already like-minded people that know what we're talking about. We're talking about just regular folks off the street that you're able to have these conversations with. And that's, you can't put a value, you know, a dollar value on that. What is that worth? Because it is exponential, just like what you're saying. That one can turn into 10, just like this song, Stout Hearted Man. It is an exponential thing, and it grows. And that's why they're shaking in their boots, and they have pulled out all the stops, in my opinion, and coming against us with everything they've got is because they know what time it is and what's happening. And it scares the hell out of them or into them or something.
That's awesome. I love that story. That's awesome.
Amen. It is planting those seeds. It is doing, you know, what we read there in Timothy. Preach the word, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. That is what our people need today. It really is.
Another thing. As I was listening to myself and us here on the radio broadcast, it is a thing that we do, and it's inadvertent, but we talk about, you know, they need to learn this, they need to learn that, they need to do this. You got to be careful with that, because there's always room for us to grow as well, and there's no room to be puffed up. And we know, because Scripture tells us so, that before we can get it,
Amen. I agree.
Yeah.
You hear just recently, I think it was Friday, yeah, I guess it was yesterday, that Arizona banned their mandatory COVID-19 and their HPV vaccines for students. And that had passed for, I don't know, I think it was a year, beginning of COVID, when they came out and they passed the bill. But it was making it mandatory where children wanted, from K through 12, they wanted to attend school in person, they had to be vaccinated. And show proof of vaccines and all that kind of stuff, and they just ended up banning that. So that was some good encouraging news. And you know, it's one of those things that people, a lot of people are getting educated on vaccines. You know, before it was something that they really didn't think about much or didn't do any research on. And there's people, more people that are researching that and becoming educated on that as well. So that's you know, always a good thing.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, and we are just about out of time. We got, I don't know, about 6 minutes left here. Josh, you got any closing thoughts?
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We need to remember to be glad, to be thankful and enjoy our day, because this guy gave it to us. It's a gift from him, and whether it's cloudy, raining, or sunshine, and it's a beautiful day, and we got to remember that we've got the victory, and have that victorious mentality and attitude that we're gonna win this thing, and don't pass up an opportunity to do your part. When God opens up a door, you walk through it. Like what you're supposed to do, don't shrink back.
I agree. Yeah, Zach, you got any closing thoughts?
We need to always, it's kind of like along the lines of what Josh said, we need to keep into perspective who and what we are. We are always need to be able to be taught, like Josh said. We also need to understand that we are also Christian soldiers. If that wasn't true, then there's no reason to have Ephesians 6. And we need to know and understand that everything that we do, and I'm preaching to myself too, is that we are, our job, our goal is to usher in Jesus's kingdom, whether we're doing regular business, planting a garden, or talking to somebody about Christ and who he is. We need to understand that we are soldiers and that we are to be on the offensive and not the defensive. It's like Gideon. When he was approached, he was stealing grain or whatever he was doing. He was doing an act of war, and that's why he was chosen, and that's why we're chosen as well.
Amen. He understood the reasoning. He did. Well, Remnant, join us at church tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the West Coast. You can join us at scriptures4america.org, and we'll have a little review of the news. We'll have a timeless pulpit truth. We'll have a live message and communion. And so we encourage you to do that, teaching from the Word. And we're pleased and happy to be able to do that. Well, guys, thanks again, and we will see you guys in church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high. This country stolen, keep on rolling over Snake High. Do, do.
fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more, snake high.
Oh, they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
Snake hide.
Move it, move it, move it. Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.